Hey everyone, Bob WP, and welcome to WordPress Event Talk. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Kinsta. Kinsta was one of the sponsors at PressConf this year, which is what we're going to be talking about. So not only do I appreciate their support for us, but their support for the wider community. So we're taking one for the road. Hosts Emma and Adam are roaming around the pool at PressConf, and guess what? Well, you'll have to listen.
Hello, hello, and we are back. And like always, I am Emma Young, and
I'm still Adam Weeks.
Yeah, but this time it's a little bit more special because we're actually sitting across from each other.
We're in person, next to a pool.
We are in Pahonix. If you guys remember that Ozzy Osbourne commercial that he made that one time, but Phoenix, Arizona, and we had the pleasure of being sitting next to each other at PressConf. Mm-hmm. But for those of you who don't know what it is, I can ask one of the guys that has been here.
Hey, let's go find an organizer.
Yeah, let's. Oh,
hey,
excuse me, organizer. Tell me, what is PressConf?
I was one of the organizers and MCs for PressConf 2025. This is a bit of the reincarnation for people who have been around for a long time, a little bit before my time, actually, of Pressonomics was the event that used to take place at this very hotel in Phoenix. And it has, I think it's about 5 years or something since they have done it. And so, yeah, this is a conference rebirth here in Phoenix.
Yeah, and we've had two full days of listening to Adam MC in between all of these amazing speakers, seeing a lot of people from the community come around. And our goal today is to go around and talk to everybody and see what was their main takeaway.
What was their takeaway from this conference? I think of some relevance to a WooBiz chat audience is that this conference is more business focused. Mm-hmm. This a lot of WordCamps, so they'll have, you know, developer tracks and things like this. A few unique things about PressConf is that the only thing that was recorded of all the talks was the very last one where they did a podcast on podcasting. Everything else it was in the room where it happens. And nothing was recorded, photos, that kind of stuff was okay, but it was on a lot of the business of WordPress.
Yeah, and now that it's over, technically, at 5 p.m., Adam and I decided to whip out some microphones and start recording shit.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. So we're going to go find some.
Yeah, we're going to walk around the pool and see if we can find some people that would that will tell us their takeaways from PressConf.
And then hopefully we can have another one of these version 2.0 next year.
That sounds great.
All right.
We're next to the pool, and we have some questions for Dave and Domantas. We'll start off, Dave. Tell me, what was one of the, like, what is some of your takeaways from PressConf?
I think one of the biggest takeaways I took was that as much value as there was in being in the room, hearing some of the really candid, human, and really business-focused stories about WordPress, where we've been, but also where we're finally trying to head. I think it was really valuable to just have conversations on a pool deck like this, where people really were not holding back and being candid and kind and thoughtful and sharing ideas.
Thank you.
And Domantas, aka Dom, aka D-Man. How about you?
So PressConf was the first WordPress event that is not WordCamp for me. And I really enjoyed the uncensored talks. People were swearing and people were like being very candid about their opinions. So I enjoyed that. And on top of that, I also met quite a few very interesting people that I think will be able to do some business in the future. So it was amazing for me.
So we're walking around and we're finding some people to ask about PressConf. Yes, would you guys be willing to sort of share with us, tell us your name, maybe where you're from, and then what you got out of PressConf?
Hola, soy Erika Barbosa y soy de Costa Rica. Para mí estar en esta conferencia ha sido algo muy nuevo. Me llevo la experiencia de estar junto con toda la comunidad, que es lo que realmente me motiva de participar en estos eventos. Y aprendí mucho de los expositores. Me llenó mucho la charla de Miriam, porque ella habla de cuando hay un cambio, verle siempre el lado positivo y seguir adelante. Y creo que dentro de la comunidad estamos como en ese cambio. Así que lo más importante es estar unidos y continuar. Muchas gracias a los organizadores. Estuvo fabuloso.
Gracias. Would you also like to share with us?
I'm Anna Gargioni. I'm the WordPress Community Director at the Green Geeks Web Hosting. And I got from this conference that the community is still alive, WordPress is still strong, and that we all have to get together to keep this moving and to get the community back on track.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We're still walking around the pool here after press conf. Yes. Would you guys be willing to share with us who you are and what is your takeaway from press conf 2025?
I would be delighted to. My name is Say Reed. And I think my main takeaway is I really am happy to be like with the community and with the WordPress community specifically, and being here with so many people who have been a part of WordPress for so long and really reconnecting and seeing each other and giving each other hugs. It's been really healing. And also it has been just really affirming in how much the community means to all of us.
Yes.
Not gonna cheer up a little. Just a little crying, but it is really meaningful. And we, the community and our connections, I've discussed that with multiple people here, and just how much, you know, there were even a few talks about it, how much WordPress has affected people's lives, how much it's a part of people's lives. And when I say WordPress, I mean the WordPress community specifically.
Yes.
So it's been really nice to be able to reconnect and be with everybody.
Great. Thank you, Sabine.
I am. And Katie, this is your first time, and I think the first kind of big WordPress-related conference trip work type of thing that you've been in. And how was it for you?
Honestly, yeah. So it's my first experience in the WordPress community. Although I've heard about it for many years in my relationship with Say, but my first time actually experiencing the community, and I think that it was great to see, because it's really nice to be surrounded by people who are values aligned and super smart and like curious about stuff, you know? And I understand why it means so much to Say and why it means so much to all of you guys in the community, because it's like really a special place that I'd never experienced before. So,
and we're happy to have you as a new member.
Thank you.
You're welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, and lucky us, we found Raquel, the woman of the hour.
The woman of the hour.
Who literally was the only person that could pull all of this together to ask her what is her actual main takeaway from this event.
My main takeaway from this event is that we need to have another event.
Okay. Matt, would you also tell us what your takeaway is?
It's great to have the community back. I agree with Raquel. We need to have another event next year. Look forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah, my biggest takeaway is if Raquel put some people in a room, then you want to be in that room.
Great, thank you. All right, well, we're walking around the pool side, and we're going to jump in the pool?
No.
No, we're just going to not do that.
I'm going to run to the pool.
You going to run to the pool?
All
right, Mark, PressConf has wrapped up all of the incredible talks.
Yep.
What is your takeaway from PressConf?
First of all, love the talks. Thank you. I don't do the talks, so I'm usually sponsoring.
Sure.
But this time I did the talks, and they were fantastic. The ones I could go to were all fantastic. Loved Miriam's talk today. That was very heartfelt and emotional. My favorite part about this is just meeting everybody and meeting new people, meeting old friends. Love catching up with everybody. It's hard for everyone to catch up because we're all over the world, all over the place. So being able to all come together in one place has been fantastic. So that's been my favorite part of it.
Perfect. Great. Thank you so much.
And as we continue our journey around the press con after party, we stumble upon a gentle giant that taught me a dance once, or a video of a dance. What was the
WordPress wiggle?
WordPress wiggle. Ooh. And for all of you listeners that forgot about it, I'm just reminding you again,
Google
once
it.
Again. Yeah, Google 100% Google it. So we want to ask, what is one of the main takeaways that you got from this press conference 2025?
I really enjoyed the emotional aspect of today, especially. And I guess my takeaway was that we are all people and not to presume what people are going through. And it's really nice that people share more. So I might be sharing more about myself as a result of today.
There you go.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
All right. That was really great that we were able to go around and talk to, you know, a number of people here that experienced the conference and really enjoyed it, had some great takeaways. But Emma, I'm curious, what is your takeaway? What are you going to take away from PressConf 2025?
So it was interesting because before I got here, I had like zero expectations and not like bottom of the barrel, like zero expectations, but like I just actually didn't know what to expect, like literally nothing there. And then when I got here, it was, I don't know, just like a, like you could kind of like let your shoulders down and breathe because everybody that you kind of want to have a conversation with, well, not maybe not everybody, but a lot of people that you want to have a conversation with was here and it was a safe space. Mm. You had the space to have these conversations and freely speak and listen to other people. It was really nice just to see the community like together and also like to see people face to face. Like it was nice to get like an actual in-person hug over than a virtual hug.
There you go.
I don't want to talk a lot about because we just talked to a bunch of people, but I will just reiterate that like a lot of the talks really hit like tears, like the cursing, the whoops and the
Remkes just being this giant, like one thing, just being this giant man, like huge guy who like does like strongman lifting, like starting to tear up because he was sharing his story.
Yeah. So all of it was great. And I'm really glad that I made the trek over here. But I also want to know how you felt about it because you were more than one hat on this event. And you were running around and entertaining us all, thankfully.
Well, it was kind of this interesting thing where Raquel, when we were trying to plan the event and she was planning on being MC, I was like, you can definitely be the MC, but you might want to let someone else do that. So Brian and I, we took on the MC duties, which for a conference like this is absolutely exhausting. It was a lot. It was fun, but it,
And for those of you who didn't attend, Adam and was like on stage from like 8 to 5 the first day. And from like 8:30 or 9 to 5 the next day, and then got on this podcast.
And here we go. Still talking the words.
Legend.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was such a great experience to be, and I say this as, you know, cliche, but being in the room where it happens, actually being in person.
Yep.
I think about this idea, like it's one thing to send someone a Slack message. It's one thing to even, you know, be on a phone call or a Zoom call, but to be in person, there's just nothing like it.
It really isn't. And like Raquel said, and some gentleman said right after her, with a ferocious mustache. I don't remember his
name. Brian Cords.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Okay, cool. Sorry, Brian. I think it's going to just be amazing for the next one.
Yeah. We're going to do it again.
Cool.
All right. So for doing the wooing, that is, this is Adam and Emma. The next time we come to you, we'll not be next to a pool, unfortunately.
Or next to each other, which is sad.
We'll be thousands of miles away, all likely.
Yeah.
Unless we are, I don't know.
I don't know. You never know.
You never know. All right.
All right.
Well, we hope you guys have a great day and we hope that you continue to do
the woo. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Bob WP here again. And thank you for listening. And thanks to Kinsta for their continued support. You can check them out at kinsta.com. As I said in a couple other shows, we're getting close to WordCamp Europe. Big announcement there for Do the Woo. So watch it on social. If you're there, stop by the booth. Hope to see you or hear from you soon. So take care.